This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the evening edition. Caroline, Uma and Lynn with you. We're three quarters of the way through the session of the 14th parliamentary sitting, and it's been quite exciting. So far we've had a royal meme, walkouts, throwouts, a post-meal lack of quorum and a case of bilingual profanity. We've had none of that today, fortunately or unfortunately. Today's report was from BFM's Kelvin Yee. Now his first story was on Dato' Sri Najib Razak.
So the biggest story of the day happened at the Duta Sessions Court, where Pekan MP Dato' Sri Najib Razak claimed trial to three additional charges of money laundering offences. I managed to speak with his cousin, Dato' Sri Hishamuddin Hussein, who is also the MP of Sembrong, Johor.
Well, my concern is that he must have a fair trial. The process and the rule of law must proceed for that people will know. And I believe Dato' Sri Najib is more than willing to go through the process. He's still here with us to face whatever has been done against him. Let's go through the process. Don't judge him now. Let the court take its course. And I hope that they have a fair trial.
He was also asked if he welcomed the equanimity on our shores.
I don't know the facts of that case, but if it is according to the law and you can prove that it is part of that investigation, by all means take it. I don't own it. And if we own it, then we'll do what we have to do. And that's always been my position. But please let it not be emotional. Do something based on mere speculation. We have to go back to the law and do it properly. I'd be the first to support that.
That was Sembrong MP YB Hishamuddin Hussein. The other big news item of the day was the removal of the photos of LGBT activists Punky Tek and Nisha Ayub from a photography exhibition that is part of the Georgetown Festival. Kelvin managed to speak to the minister responsible for making that call.
Minister of Islamic Affairs Mujahid Yusof Rawa talked about how he requested for the photos to be taken down.
I was in contact with the official state, and yesterday I received a call also from the official, from the state government, and I told him about why that such exhibition doesn't go well with our stand on the LGBT group, and we are in contact. So I think if you ask me if that is the answer for what happened, that their pictures was taken down, then it is exactly what happened based on the policy. I don't ask people just like that, but based on the policy, should be respected. Two things. Remember, I don't have problem with the LGBT group in as far as their practice and as far as what they want to do. That is their choice. I can't say, no, that is your choice. As a Muslim, it's no good. It's a sin. Fine. But then there's an issue of whether two things are breached. One is whether there is any criminal act. And that criminal act is not just for LGBT, for any Malaysian for that matter. And it should also follow due process. Number two is the LGBT in particular, that we have agreed, no promotion.
The minister was also probed further and he elaborated on what motivated his decision.
There's one exhibition in Georgetown Festival yang menunjukkan gambar and then written there LGBT punya apa activist dan bawa lambang, the rainbow. So I don't have problem with that, but that lambang in itself indicate the struggle. And it's done in a public gallery. I'm very concerned of the way you handle it. I don't just say, you know, put down. You know? So I said, check first, betul ke? Those who is so hostile to this group. So in order to calm down the situation, I first ask the government to check, betul ke? Itu penting dulu, entah orang bohong ke apa. And then they check. And to be true, yes, there is. Then I think that is not in line with what we have consistently repeating it in the parliament and accepted as a policy of this new government. So if I don't do anything about it, then it is seen as it is something that challenging the policy that we ourselves have mentioned many, many times. Two things. In order to respect the policy, because for me, when you put a picture with a symbol, and written there as an LGBT activist, If there is not promotion, then tell me, what is the definition of? Isn't an exhibition is a form of promotion of whatever you want to say? This is not a promotion of LGBT. This is a promotion of icon Merdeka. And then I can just say, is it necessary for such icon? Don't you have any other icon, for example?
And that was Islamic Affairs Minister Mujahid Yusuf Rawa explaining his position on the removal of the photographs. Now, we covered that story earlier where we spoke to one of the LGBT activists, Anisha Ayub. You can find that podcast on our BFM app.
All right, back to Parliament. The Sales Tax Bill 2018 was passed yesterday and today. So did the Service Tax Bill 2018. It's also very likely that the GST repeal bill 2018 will pass with no issues in the Day One Rakyat. Here's Calvin with more details.
From there, the bills will have to go to the Day One Negara for approval, and that's where the challenges may come. I spoke with Dato' Saifuddin Nasution Ismail, the Minister of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs, about the government's contingency plan in case the bills don't make it past the Day One Negara.
Sudah tentu akan ada beberapa jalan keluar yang sekarang sedang diteliti oleh Kementerian Kewangan, termasuk mendapat nasihat perundangan, ya, kerana dia ada implikasi dia, ya. Sesebuah rang undang-undang yang kita sebagai dianggap sebagai kategori money bill, ya, dia ada beberapa perkara yang harus kita teliti apakala ianya dikemukakan di peringkat Dewan Negara. Kalau menghadapi kemungkinan ianya tidak diluluskan, ya, dia ada beberapa aspek yang sedang diteliti oleh Kementerian Kewangan, khususnya Menteri Sudah Lim Guan Eng yang sekarang ni kerap berbincang dengan saya.
Dr. Saifuddin also defended the SSD, saying that with its implementation, Malaysia will still grow economically and that the country will still be able to provide social welfare.
Dan agihan kekayaan negara kepada rakyat itu pun berjalan. Sebab itu kita boleh tengok secara fizikalnya pembangunan itu wujud. Dari segi kebajikannya, rakyat masih boleh menikmati misalnya beasiswa kepada pelajar-pelajar. Boleh berjalan, boleh dilaksanakan, kan? Boleh diberikan. Pembangunan luar bandar boleh berjalan. Kenapa? Kat waktu itu, disiplin kewangan kita itu baik. Artinya pengurusan hutang itu terkawal. Hutang tidak membengkak macam sekarang misalnya, ya. Jadi bila pengurusan kewangan itu berjalan dengan baik, kutipan hasil walaupun tidak sebaik GST, selama berpuluh tahun mampu lagi menggerakkan ekonomi negara, menjaga kebajikan rakyat, membayar gaji, melaksanakan projek.
The minister also refuted claims made by Pekan MP Dato' Sri Najib Razak. Following the abolition of GST, Najib Razak claimed that Malaysia will lose its economic edge.
Saya menolak sama sekali kerana Dato' Najib sebahagian daripada sistem waktu kutipan SST dilaksanakan. Dan Dato' Najib juga yang melaksanakan GST selepas itu. Jadi saya fikir jangan melihat dari segi kutipan semata-mata 40 bilion berbanding dengan 20. Tapi harus tengok dari segi aspek trickle-down benefit. Keupayaan mengagihkan kepada rakyat. Agihan itu hanya berlaku kalau ada amalan tata kelola pemerintahan yang baik. Mengawal hutang, tidak membazir, tidak boros, menjana hasil baru. Sebenarnya itu. Ianya bukan soal sistem cukai per se, maksud saya. So menolak, saya menolak pandangan Dato' Sri Najib.
That was Dato' Saifuddin Nasution Ismail, the Minister of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs. We also have more from Sembrong MP Hishamuddin Hussein, who was the former Minister of Defence. Here's Calvin.
He was asked for his opinion on Mohamed Sabu, or you know, more commonly known as Mat Sabu. He had his two cents on his performance as Defence Minister.
Well, it's only been 100 days. I'm giving him more time to do that. You cannot lead a ministry so big as MINDEF immediately. But there are certain things that we need to point out because these are policy decisions. So that's why I made my position very clear with regards to the King Salman Center, with regards to the withdrawing of the troops from Saudi Arabia, because after 100 days, I think he should be up to speed. After the 100 days, not 100 years. After the 100 days, yes. This session, I purposely didn't, because I wanted to give him time. Saya tak mau buat banyak sangat komen supaya Menteri Pertahanan yang baru diberikan ruang untuk belajar dan melihat sendiri apa yang ada di MINDEF dan apa juga pendirian yang dia boleh lakukan selepas ini. Tetapi the honeymoon period is over. So now I'm going to make my views heard and we are starting with the policy of Saudi Arabia and their position on the King Salman Center of International Peace, but there are a lot more issues with regards to assets, with regards to the welfare of our soldiers and their families and veterans, all that, I feel that after the 100 days, it's about time that they actually proceed to actually govern and administer. And MINDEF is so important because it involves the security and the defense of our country.
YB Hishamuddin also talked about the closing of the Saudi-backed King Salman Center for International Peace.
No, but I think the Minister of Defense actually made a decision to proceed with it. It will be a loss to the government and also to the nation. In our fight against terrorism and extremism, we cannot do it alone. So if they do not, they want to sever ties with Saudi Arabia, what are their plans in the future to strengthen our joint effort to combat terrorism and extremism? We are lucky that they are cancelling it early because the centre is still at the very early stages and it hasn't been launched yet. But that is the decision of the government and the Minister of Defence. It is their prerogative to do that, but it is also important for them to actually table to the public what are their alternative plans, if not with Saudi Arabia, with whom? Because dalam kita nak berdepan dengan keganasan dan juga ekstremisme, dengan isu-isu sebegini, kita tidak boleh bertindak secara persendirian. Dan kalau sekiranya mereka nak batalkan hubungan dengan Saudi Arabia, apa perancangan mereka selepas ini? Itu mesti dikenali awal.
Once again, that was Sembrong MP and former Defence Minister YB Hishamuddin Hussein.
We managed to speak to Dato' Sri Dr. Mohamed Azman Aziz Mohamed. He's the CEO of SOXO. Right now, housewives are eligible for coverage under SOXO. He had a very short comment when we asked him if that might include house husbands.
Only housewife. For the men, homemaker, at the moment, they're not considered as housewife.
And we got to speak to Human Resources Minister M. Kulasekaran. He said there's a need to change the way we think of SOXO. He wants to expand the coverage to informal workers like freelancers, fishermen and farmers.
The whole idea of new thinking of SOXO is that every Malaysian to be covered. So we're going sector by sector. But at the same time, SOXO must not be too exposed to risk. It is also a sort of a business concern, but overall providing a social net for everybody. Okay? Like for example here, today, early morning, I don't know whether you watch Dazuri was there, and, where the government has promised $50 for each housewife and all that. We have now tailored it to something else. Maybe a bit less, but we are paying $10 to SOXO, and SOXO will cover the housewife from the 50 ringgit. So these are things that we want to give that privilege and assistance to housewives. So in the same manner to fishermen and other people, we want to. So we are now in the last final lap to promulgate an act which will cover all these instances.
That was Human Resources Minister M. Kulasekaran. Earlier, you heard from Dato' Sri Mohamed Azman Aziz Mohamed, CEO of SOXO. And that, of course, was Calvin Yee with updates from day 15 of the Dewan Rakyat sitting. We've got more music coming your way, so keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.